You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. That was Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis, the big hitter against the New York football Giants before the bye, saying he'd give his life for the guys in this locker room. Stiz, would you give your life for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Glad you didn't ask me.
Talking about the cereal or your immortal existence?
So, like, you think he means that literally? Like, is he in a group of, so there's 53 men on the active roster, what, 16 on the practice squad, whatever it is now, 60. So 70 guys, all 70 of them he would give his life for?
Obviously, they don't mean it literally. But I do think that, like Will Campbell, now hearing Christian Ellis say it, I do believe him when he says, you know, I've never been in a locker room like this. I really think that they have a good thing going in that locker room. And
absolutely.
And I think that, you know, it translates on the football field.
I absolutely agree with you. And Fitzy, I think that's part of their success. And I don't think anyone is too specifically or directly be credited for that. Like, I think Mike Vrabel tried. And I think he did a good job. I also think he got fortunate. Like, when you hit the way this seems to have hit with Steph Diggs getting along with Hunter Henry, getting along with Christian Ellis, getting along with Will Campbell, getting along, like,
and Harold Landry and Morgan Moses.
Yeah.
But they did
a little
really
luck
handy
there.
Yeah, okay, but like, look at it this way. Like, you know the people that are coming over. You're putting together the charcuterie board. You're planning the menu. And everyone goes, oh, my God. Just everything from the drink you made to the wine you chose to the appetizers you served and the way that you set the table and the music. Like, they did a great job curating and assembling this roster, not just in terms of strength and ability and talent and experience, but also character, leadership, maturity, the intangibles that actually now, as we're coming to understand, become tangibles for a football team.
Agreed. 100% agree, and they did so tactically. We didn't always get it along the way. Wait, you're getting rid of David Andrews? You're getting rid of all these captains? You're getting rid of Jabril Peppers? How is Jabril Peppers not one of your 20 best players? I know,
well,
I said that.
How is David Andrews not one of the 10 best characters? Like, you and I
sure
both know him. He's an awesome dude.
And yet it worked. So you have to give Vrabel credit for that. But I will say where the luck comes in, so the Patriots' first target in the offseason, according to Albert Breer, was T. Higgins. When T. Higgins re-signed with the Bengals, or they franchised him, they pivoted to Milton Williams, right? So you got a little fortunate there, because that changes everything if Milton Williams isn't on this team, both on the defense and the leadership.
T. Higgins making some of those one-handed catches like he did in Buffalo yesterday would have been pretty sweet.
T. Higgins is a stud. I've been telling you for years,
awesome.
I never wavered on it. He's a number one
He's only
one
gotten
wide
better.
Receiver.
I think he's actually gotten better, Andy.
What if Chris Godwin had taken the bag you offered him?
Oh, God.
What would this team look like? And that's where I think the fortune comes in, the good luck. If Chris Godwin's your number one receiver instead of Stephon Diggs, everything changes, right? Like the whole, it's the butterfly effect.
You don't beat Buffalo. You don't have all those fiery pregame speeches that Diggs has done. Like, no, it changes drastically.
So I do think there was some luck. You give them credit for the plan and credit them for pivoting and doing all these things on the fly. But then also, somehow you put all the, it's like your great-grandmother. You know great-grammy? Great-grammy goes to the fridge. She's got nothing, but she throws it in a pot and she makes a great meal. That's what Mike Vrabel did. It all came together. The ingredients, you were like, not sure, not sure, not sure. And then when you're eating it, you're like, damn, this is good, Grammy. Yes, it is.
I give Steph Diggs a lot of credit. He, from the outside looking in to me, he just seems like a leader. And I, more than anyone, was very unsure.
I was going to say, I'm glad you're saying that.
Yeah, like, I wasn't sure how he was going to fit in, the type of leader, if any, he was going to be. But it seems like the players really gravitate towards Diggs, and he has just done a phenomenal job of putting, you know, team first, being a leader on and off the field. He's kind of a celebrity in some regard.
What do you mean, kind of a celebrity?
Yeah, I mean, he's dating, like,
Cardi,
you know,
B? TMZ, he's so, boats and rap videos.
He's an older guy. I think a lot of these younger guys look up to him, and I think he has done a tremendous job of being a leader for that team.
And you were the biggest doubter. I want everybody to, you told me you were seeing things in your Twitter and your social medias. You had lots of doubts that this was going to end really poorly with him, correct?
Yeah, there was a lot of look how it started. I mean, that was a huge thing, the 2C on the boat. I mean, it could have went south quickly.
That was sketchy. That was a bad first look, but what an impressive turnaround since the pink and blue stuff.
Dan Ball?
I don't know if we shared what Diggs said about Vrabel that Mike Reese quoted yesterday yet. I'll just read the text out really quick. I respect him as a coach, one of my favorite coaches up to this point. I look forward to building off of that. It's been a very, very fun year. A lot of things have taken place. Coming off of injury, being around a new group of guys, and he's made the transition real seamless as far as helping the team band together, spending time together, getting to know each other. Appreciate him as a man.
Absolutely. And Vrabel is at the top of the list. But I would also wonder, and I will never probably know this. I'm not sure if Vrabel knows the answer to this. But Stiz, you had questions about Stephon Diggs. Does he maybe get balanced out or aided by Mac Hollins, another veteran receiver who's here? What role is he playing? What role? We did a lot of talking in the summer about the old and the young coming together at Fenway Park, how the Trevor Stories and the Alex Bregmans were fitting with the Roman Anthonys and the Marcelo Myers. Well, you've got Hunter Henry. You've got all these veterans on Morgan Moses. Like, what role do the veterans guys have with the young guys and the balance of all that? All I know is it works. It works really well. You have 11 wins. And when I look across the league and you watch these games, it's not just the talent, Fitzy, but you watch the blow-ups on the sideline. And I don't mean Christmas blow-ups. I mean a receiver. You know, Dallas is the perfect example. Talk about a boom or bust offense. CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens can be kicking your ass or looking to fight their own teammates on the sidelines on any given play. Mm-hmm. Have we seen one example of anything even close to that here in New England? One example of anything like bristling?
No, instead what we get are these clips of Jalen Hawkins being funny and Kayshon Booty asking what Drake May means. And
again, perfect example. Yeah. Kayshon Booty, who comes from the LSU Louisiana world, was getting in trouble because he was too much of a star as a freshman, having eight-leg parlays. And now he's like, what the hell does Drake May? Like, it's a crazy dynamic, and I don't know that anyone can ever explain it. It's why I hope it works for the long haul. And what I mean by that is this season. Because this is going to be a fun team to do a retrospective on if they, God forbid, go to a Super Bowl or do pretty special
just
things.
Even make
the
AFC Championship. Yep. Like, a winning record would have spoken volumes to the work they did coming off of 2-4-13 seasons. Making it, like, qualifying for the playoffs would have merited an NFL Network special or something produced by NFL Films for ESPN and alternate channels. Making it to a deep playoff run or an AFC Championship, let alone a Super Bowl, like, this just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Like, yeah, any team can turn around, but to turn around in this historic a fashion, we saw it happen last year with the Commanders. Okay. So it's happened in recent history. All right. Good. This is the AFC version of that. And guess what? I don't think they're going to have the kind of it. No matter how far this goes, I don't think they'll in turn come back the next year and just be the disaster the Commanders are.
Okay. So we feel really good about the Patriots on the field, off the field, the vibes, yep. the record, the yep. whole thing.
Yep.
They may be the number one seed, so they may even control home field advantage in the playoffs. That would be nice if that's true. But regardless of that, but if that's true, who would you least want to see at Gillette Stadium? My answer, I think, is borderline been eliminated because Joe Burrow early in that game yesterday was the answer for me. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. I was thinking, oh boy, if that comes to Gillette, you know, they're going to score on their first drive because everybody scores on their first drive. And then when they mm-hmm. score on their second drive, now you're chasing 14. But they basically got eliminated yesterday. It's going to be really hard for them to get in the postseason. So
they're not making the playoffs.
I think the two options that most people would pick from, and if yours isn't in here, that's fine. But I think it's going to be the Broncos and the Texans because of the defenses.
It's the Texans, and it's the Texans by a significant margin. I do not want to see the Texans coming in. Not with Hunter and Anderson and Petre and Al-Shahir and Stingley. That defense, Pollock, like they hit fat. The coverage is great. The pass rush ferocious. They make timely picks. They hit like a freight train at all three levels of the defense. And their offense does just enough because Stroud isn't back to his crazy good rookie year, but he's getting better. And they have a lot of, like, now that the two kids from Iowa State that we liked in the draft, Jaden Higgins and especially Jalen Noel, are playing well. They don't have much of a rushing attack with Woody Marks, but they can absolutely sling it if they need to. I don't want to see them at all.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of those two teams because of the defenses, but I also just wonder about those offenses. And you said it, like, Houston's fine.
It's getting better.
It's getting better. But so is the Patriots' defense. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's getting better. It's fine. The Patriots' defense is a top 10 defense. They've lost a little bit of their luster against the ground game. But am I going to say that the defense for the Texans is going to dominate Drake May so much that he can't put up 17 points? Because I think you might be able to win that playoff game 17-14, 17-13. Something like that. I don't think Houston's going to put up a lot of points on this team. Now, we always know the wild card is always, you know, special teams plays, turnovers, pick six, scoop and score. We saw it yesterday. That Joe Burrow shot put throw changed the entire
Benford
complexion.
Snatches it out yep. of the air, runs it back 70 yards, and all of a sudden, a game you were in control of box to wire goes the other way, and that's all she wrote. There goes your season.
So I fear those defenses, but I still think the Patriots offense can score. And the offense is going to come together. And theoretically, Will Campbell is going to be back. And you're going to have your best offensive line with Will Campbell and Jared Wilson out there in January. You're going to have your two-headed monster at running back. I know I'm looking forward a little bit here. There is a month of football to be played and injuries to be had. But the same is true for them. Houston could get injuries. Who knows? Will Anderson could get banged up or whatever. They might be a different defense. But I just think on paper, the Patriots offense should be able to score in the high teens. And if you score in the high teens against either of those teams, shouldn't you win the football game? If you put 17 to 20 points up, shouldn't you win the game against Denver or Houston?
I mean, if you put 24 up, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, we just stretched it out a little bit, though. That's an extra touchdown.
I'm just saying.
There.
Well, they haven't lost when they, like, isn't the whole thing like they score 23, the 10-game stretch yep. where they score 23 or more and don't give up 23? Speaking of which, early look, we got the whole week to preview Patriots-Bills. Do you think Buffalo can put up a 23 this coming Sunday?
Probably. Although, we had a texter chime in. This is an interesting text. This is I think this is recency bias at its best right here. And this is a good thing. But the texter says 978, Pat's defense hits like a freight train too. Have they done that all year or did they do that against the Giants?
They've been hitting hard. They're a solid fundamental tackling team. They really hit hard against the Giants.
Yeah, the freight train came against the Giants.
Oh, for sure, in the form of Christian Ellis, the engineer. That said, like again, I'll just point out. Go watch some Texans highlights. Sure, the Patriots defense hits hard. Houston brings a different kind of violence that I think 9 out of 10 teams aren't prepared. The Chiefs not only lost, like the kingdom crumbled last night, if you will, like, but the Chiefs look stunned by how hard the Texans hit them last night.
So I think my team that I would least want to face is Denver, and part of that is there is a chance you'd have to go to Denver right now. in the standings. I don't think it's going to play out that way. I think you're probably going to finish higher than Denver in the standings, so you'd be able to host them. But I just have this thing with Denver. It's a good defense, and the Patriots going to Denver, to me, is a recipe for a season to end sooner than it has to when you go to Denver. I just, going like back to my days as little, I told you guys, little fat Andy in 1987 when they lost in Denver, I cried. I think that place is different. I think you lose games there because you're in Denver and it's just a thing.
Two AFC championships went the wrong way in the Brady era, 13 and 15, Andy.
Mm-hmm. And in part because, really good pass rush. Remember Dante Scarnecchia? I saw a pass rush that wasn't going to be stopped. Oh, what do we have now? A historic pass rush for the Denver Broncos. Nick Benito and those guys out there getting after it. So, and I think, who's better offensively, Denver or Houston?
Oh, boy. To me, they're the same.
Yeah. I don't know. Because the one thing I will say is the Bo Nix end of game got a little something-something to him kind of thing.
Better offensive line in Denver, Andy?
Yes. Did you see Trent Brown? I didn't know Trent Brown was still doing the whole starting at right tackle for the Texans thing, but they're crediting him for solidifying their offensive line over the last month.
Did you see who their center is, by the way?
I didn't. Who is it?
Old pal Jake Andrews.
Oh, it's like a Patriots reunion. We should have Houston up. It'll be fun.
I wonder who their general manager is. Is he a familiar face?
Oh, wait, who's their play caller? Nick Cayley. He didn't want to take you. He wanted $4.5 million a year to be your coordinator.
Casario and Cayley and Andrews and Brown. My God, it's Foxborough South all over again.
Yeah, I think I would rather play Houston than Denver. Dan Ball?
Denver is 11th in yards per game this season. Houston 20th as an offense.
What about points per game? Get back to me. I'll give you a second. Thank you. I think I'd rather play Houston than Denver. And I just two things. The Denver place, if I have to go to Denver, worries me. Denver in general worries me. And Bo Nix, Sean Payton, I think that's a better combo than C.J. Stroud and Nick Cayley. I know Nick Cayley's my guy, but Sean Payton is Sean Payton. Bo Nix, I just... That's a mix I don't want to face. Dan Bolt?
Both very mediocre. 14th for Denver, also 20th for the Houston Texans.
Okay, so the Texans are, no matter how you slice it, a sort of bottom third of the NFL offense. So, yeah, I feel like I want to play Houston more. Even though visually you look at Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, and you're probably like, I don't really want to have Drake May deal with those guys. But
How about Morgan Moses to put like, finally, Father Time catches up with him at the wrong time. And, Will Campbell's first game back. And I don't know if that MCL is healed. Boy, Danielle Hunter beats him like a drum again for the sack. Too many pressures on Drake May tonight. To me, they have the potential to be more disruptive. And Denver's defense is nothing to shake a stick at.
Good question from the text line. Texans, obviously a Texas team, but also a dome team. If they have to come to New England for a January playoff game where maybe it's 26 degrees, there's a little wind in the air. We got a quarterback that we know can play in the cold weather. We've settled in on Drake May as a cold weather QB. What about C.J. Stroud and the Texans? How their offense going to look in a January playoff game in New England, Fitzy?
I think he's played like one cold game. So, good body of work thus far. Yeah, Drake May looks like he can handle it for sure. How will the Texans handle it? Probably, there's a greater capacity for them not to be able to perform the same way, but I mean, a pass rush travels through heat, through rain, through snow, through the cold. Like, that's just stone cold fact. Denver should be used to it by now as well, but I wouldn't say the weather would give a significant advantage Patriots.
I would like to see it because I do think the home team is better suited. I think around the home team is better suited to play in the cold. Yes, Dan Ball?
Cross your fingers, cross your toes that the Patriots can jump Denver in the standings, and then they can just beat the hell out of each other in the first round of the playoffs.
Exactly.
Dan Ball.
I mean, that's the beauty of it. If you get that number one seed,
you
just sit back and you win a playoff game.
I think it's relatively important that the Patriots find a way to get that number one seed with the kind of caliber of team that you're looking at. We've talked about this before, but it's either Houston with their pass rush, it's Buffalo for a third time this season, which I don't like no matter how this coming week goes. It's a good caliber of team that's sitting there for you.
You one of those guys that say it's tough to beat a team three times in a season?
Absolutely.
I'm not.
I haven't run the statistical analysis of that, but I would guess that there's something to that as well.
I haven't either. I've just always said, would I rather be the team that lost twice or the team that won twice? I'd always rather be the team that won twice, so I'll take a shot at beating them a third time. Because if I beat them twice, I feel like it means I'm probably the better team. I'm probably playing better football. So you're right, though. I don't know that I want Buffalo a third time just because wonky is a word Fitzy likes to use. Can things go sideways?
Wonky.
We're going to talk to Drake in a minute. And one of the questions, actually, the quarterback question of the week sent in by Phil in Fall River has a question about that very thing, playing teams a second time and then maybe a third time, because that's not something you do very often in college football or high school football, getting used to that and the defense. 617-779-7937. As I mentioned, we are awaiting the arrival of Drake May here on a Patriots Monday. We'll talk to him in the coming minutes, hopefully. Also, 4:30 is coming up. You know what that means. Every day over the last week plus, QB Under the Tree. We're giving away an autographed football by a current or former Patriots quarterback. Who could it be? You'll have to play to...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find out. That's up next. If you're paying attention between Friday and Monday, you're noticing a bit of a difference in the rejoins we've heard. It was a heavy metal theme on Friday, and now we've got a little whatever the hell this is, R&B, hip-hop, rap, music that Stiz brings to the table. Also haven't heard any Christmas music mixed in. We had a little bit of that on Friday with Jackson behind the glass back there. But it is, it's 4:30, and Stiz, that means it's time to give something away.
Folks, it's WEEI's QB Under the Tree. Be caller 10 now at 617-931-0937. If you know the correct play call, you can win an autographed Patriot quarterback football.
My voice squeaked out football.
From Under the Tree.
That's right. Caller number 10 right now at the contest line, 617-931-0937. Again, I see it lighting up. You're calling the wrong number. 617-931-0937. If you have the play call from the Greg Hill Show this morning at 7:30, you're going to win a football autographed by a current or former Patriot. It's under the tree. Dan Ball is getting it and unwrapping it as I speak. Customers can order their premium freshly cut tree setup service, lighting service, and tree recycling service at www.xmasdelivered.com. They can also visit and select their tree in person at the Snowport Tree Market, located at 99 Autumn Lane in Boston. Dan Ball?
Yes, sir.
How we doing over there?
We're doing good.
Did it put up a fight? And it was pretty good wrapping paper.
Yeah, oh, they do. Whoever did this did a very nice job. I don't know if that falls under the Ken Laird duty of brand manager, but we ended up making our way through. And gentlemen, in advance of getting to talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots.
Oh, no way. You didn't.
You get a chance to win an autograph from the quarterback of the New England Patriots. We got a Drake May ball today, folks.
Nice. Caller number 10. If you know the play call from the Greg Hill Show right now on the contest line, 617-931-0937, you'll get yourself a Drake May autographed football shortly before, hopefully, nice. We talk to Drake May. And I might have to use my first question to Drake May, Fitzy, on that very topic. His signature, yeah. His autograph. You know, is he one of those guys that practiced when he was a little kid? Did he prep for all the different aspects of being a quarterback? Was he doing it like on his notebook in class back in high school? And how did he land on the current autograph?
Can I take a guess?
Sure.
No.
No. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah. No.
because I do think that's interesting. We're actually talking about it off air. I know people get critical. I actually retweeted something the Patriots put out on social media this weekend. They were giving away a Hunter Henry autographed football. It looked nice. Like Zorro had signed it. It was just like, I never saw an H. I did see the 85, which I enjoyed. I like when the players give you a number because it helps you zero in on what the hell the squiggles say above it. But a lot of people are like, looks more like ZZ Top to me. I get that these players sometimes sign hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of things.
But make it legible. Like, remember the whole fracas that broke out because Tom Brady autographed, like, I don't know, maybe it was like a rocking chair or like a stadium seat. And the autograph was so cruddy that an authenticator couldn't actually authenticate it, thereby diminishing its value, and the guy who paid a fortune for it was like, all you gotta do is just make your signature legible. That's it. Like, can he re-sign this for me, please? This is killing me.
Yeah, no, I said to these guys, though, you sometimes get caught. When you have a mortgage, you sign a million things on your mortgage forms. And there's no way my signature on the first one looked the same as page 372 of the mortgage form. Like, no. When you sign that many things, it gets a little, your hand cramps up.
That's why DocuSign is awesome. Just, yeah, add signature. Yes, add signature. Yes, add signature.
Yeah, but you can't do that with you. You want a nice football or a picture, and you want it authenticated. So,
truth.
Where do we stand with the Drake May MVP talk as we await the quarterback of the Patriots? Because, you know, some of us, as I've said, have, you know, sprinkled a little something. And listeners of the show know it's literally a little something. It's $2 on Drake May to win the MVP. And my buyout shrunk significantly over the weekend. And
inactivity, like, and another big game for Stafford, I bet, right?
Yeah, but it's like, well, he did nothing wrong. Like,
it's what have you done for me lately, though?
So I just need him to bounce back on Sunday afternoon and win a shootout with Josh Allen with 350 yards and 4 touchdown passes, and I'll be back, baby.
Okay, so that would be his highest touchdown total of the season, and that would be his first 300-yard game of the season as well.
Yes, it would be. But are you saying that's not possible?
Anything is possible.
Yeah, I think it's – and he's trending. How many times in the last whatever has he had 284 to 294 yards or whatever it's been? Yeah. It's become like
– 283 is like his – like the, yeah. That's like the target yardage for him every game.
It's become this weird thing. Now, the one question – and I don't know if we have the audio ready right now, but there was some audio making the rounds out there of David Andrews over this topic in regards to winning the MVP and whether you would even want your quarterback to win the MVP. And this goes back years. There's always been this thing like you can't
Madden
win the
curse,
MVP
baby.
And the Super Bowl in the same year. Let's hear David Andrews and his thoughts on Drake May winning the MVP.
Is he the MVP? Yes. Do I want him to win it? No.
Interesting.
Okay, I've been a part of one MVP season. It was the one season we didn't win a Super Bowl. It's like Patrick Mahomes when he did it in 22. It was the first time in like 20 years. So, long answer, no. I don't want him to win it.
So, we really believe in all that? Like, I'm sorry. I want him to win it. I want my quarterback to be the MVP. I want my quarterback to win the Super Bowl. I want my quarterback to be considered the best quarterback in football. And I think, you know, there's things that are connected that aren't always connected. Does David Andrews really believe they didn't win the Super Bowl because Tom Brady won the MVP? Like, does he legitimately?
He most certainly does not believe that, but he's probably a man of great faith and superstition and doesn't like the precedent. Don't forget, the year before, 2016, who was your MVP?
You're going to tell me.
Matt Ryan. And Matt, what happened to Matt Ryan in the Super Bowl?
He should have won the damn Super Bowl. He won the Super Bowl.
Just like Tom Brady should have won it, but he didn't either. Sometimes greater forces are at play, Hart.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I want my quarterback to be the best quarterback in football because I think if you have the best quarterback in football, you have the best chance to win the Super Bowl. And Drake May right now, I believe, is the best quarterback in football. So he can win the MVP award, and then he can win, you know what else? The Super Bowl MVP award in February. Dan Ball.
Okay. Well, you take a breath from speeding yourself up there.
I was just going to say, did the heart bot like have a malfunction? Is there smoke coming out of him?
Felt like Ted when he was arguing against Belichick to go in the Hall of Fame. I was picking up steam.
Just to ask the contrarian questions because I'm curious, is there any concern of him setting the bar too high for himself in year two, or is that not a thing?
No, that's not a thing.
Okay, I'm
just
asking.
You ever hear, don't break a diamond, a diamond doesn't shine too bright? Any other cliche I can make up about diamonds? He's a diamond. You know who also won the MVP in year two?
You told me a few weeks ago you can shatter a diamond.
Yeah, I know, but we don't talk about that here on the show anymore. But Patrick Mahomes, he won the MVP in year two. Did that hurt him at all?
I would say no.
Okay.
But you did just call him dumpy today, so maybe indirectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Drake May's wife does have 25 days of bacon.
Here, Andy, allow me to cherry pick. I'll cherry pick an example to benefit my argument as well. Lamar Jackson won the MVP in his second year. How'd that go for him?
Yeah, he hasn't won the Super Bowl yet. It's fine.
He also got eliminated in the division round at home after a bye.
Right. And you know why?
Because he went up against Mike Vrabel.
And his team lets him down. If you go back and cherry pick those losses for Lamar Jackson, watch how many times Mark Andrews doesn't catch the ball. Watch how many times Mark Andrews deflects a ball over the middle that ends up picked off by the safety.
Or that Zay Flowers reaches for the goal. By the way, everybody from James Cook to Zay Flowers and beyond, stop. Belichick used to preach this, and you know this too. Stop reaching with the nose of the football for the pylon or the goal line. It only ends in turnover and sadness for
you. I don't trust your athletes. I trust my athletes to make plays, and I trust my athletes to make decisions. If you think you need to do it and it's the best decision to score, then do it. Now, be smart about it. Be a smart athlete, but be a playmaker. Like, I have to – Josh Allen did something yesterday. He did it late in the game where they praised him for taking a sack and not throwing it away. I don't know if you remember the play. Mm-mm. He did, like, an up and over with the football, which was one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen. But because he was able to get it over the guy's head and then tuck it away and take the sack and the clock keeps running and then they call timeout, it's a smart play. It was kind of a dumb play. The only thing that made it not a dumb play was he didn't fumble. Like, it was kind of a dumb play. I need my athletes to make the right play, to be aggressive, to be like, you can't make plays at a high level playing out of fear, right? We saw Drake May in week one. Seemed like he was playing out of fear. No. I need you to play aggressive. I need you to take chances. It's like that throw to, was it Pop Douglas down the middle that I said was a throw?
Yeah, Pop Douglas was in the middle of five guys.
Bad throw, except it wasn't. That's what I pay you for. That's why you're going to be, as Adam Schefter would say, a $65 or $70 million a year quarterback. Because you can make that play. You know when to make that play, and no one else can. That's why you're great. So if you want to reach for the goal line, reach for the goal line. The only thing I'll say is, you better damn well get it. Because if you lose the ball and we lose this game, then I'm going to be really mad at you, and you'll still get paid $60
million. Yeah, there have been some disturbing turnover trends in the NFL recently. Like, James Cook wanted to just give the ball away yesterday. Like, he seemed hell-bent on fumbling.
Right.
I know. I mean, like, he's also, like, a running back. I think he's had the ball the second most of any running back in the last, over the last two seasons. Like, oh, no, he's second behind McCaffrey in terms of total touches. So you can see, obviously, like, sometimes fatigue may be playing a part in it, even though any one of us would likely trade, you know, a lot of quality football players to get a James Cook on our team.
All right, we have to announce our winner. We have a winner of a freshly signed, I shouldn't say that, I don't know how fresh it is, a signed autographed Drake May football from under the tree. Dan Ball unwrapped it for you. And Melissa B. of Abington, that is yours because you knew the play call that was announced
morning
on the Greg Hill Show. According to my sheet, that was Check Vegas. Now I have to give out a play call that you'll need to give to Greg Hill tomorrow morning at 7:30 to get another football from under our tree autographed by a current or former New England Patriot, and that play call is Laser 24. That's Laser 24. Ready, break. Laser 24 tomorrow morning on the Greg Hill Show at 7:30. We'll get you another autographed Patriots football from WEEI in our QB Under the Tree segment. Coming up next here on WEEI, we're hoping to talk with Drake May. We have been awaiting his arrival. We're going to talk to him about the bye week, this matchup with Josh Allen and the Bills, maybe being the leading vote getter in the Pro Bowl voting right now, all that and more up next here on WEEI.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
WEEI. Who's hot? Who's not? Drake May's got a lot of Pro Bowl votes. I'm done. Fitzy, the Pro Bowl voting. You see the update?
We're number one, baby.
Damn right we are. Drake May has 64,576 Pro Bowl votes, leading all players, all positions. Second is Jackson Smith and Jigba with 55,000 and change. Then Christian McCaffrey, Micah Parsons, Jonathan Taylor. You want to find the next quarterback? You got to go to Matthew Stafford at 50,000. He's ninth. Behind a fullback, Kyle Juszczyk.
Can we talk about who's number 10 on the list?
Sure.
I mean, proving that it truly is just a ballot box stuffing popularity contest. Travis Kelce not only does not deserve to be in the Pro Bowl, Travis Kelce is just flat out having a terrible season. And I don't think I have ever seen a pass catcher lead the league in volleyball-style interceptions to the other team like Kelce has. I think three times this year Mahomes has been picked and the ball flat out just clanged off of Kelce's hands.
Well, there's been a lot of those memes or stats making the rounds, how many drops there's been, deflected passes, things of that nature that, you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to take the L, as they say, but that he hasn't gotten a lot of help. And if anything, he's gotten a lot of players that have been detrimental to the Chiefs' cause at times this year. So I just think that's interesting. Drake May is, now you said it, it is ballot stuffing. I don't know if you see what these teams do. The Patriots did one where if you retweeted the tweet, it included Julian Ashby, Andy Borogales, Bryce Behringer, and Brendan Schooler. So if you retweeted it, they all get a Pro Bowl vote. Like, what if I'm an objective fan and I just want to give Borogales my Pro Bowl vote? Like, I'm stuffing the ballot box for Julian Ashby if you make me retweet this. So there's definitely a lot of that, Fitzy. Definitely. Yeah.
And what if I don't even know who Julian Ashby is? Now, you and I are hardo enough that we know that that's your rookie long snapper out of Vanderbilt, I believe, yes?
To be fair, I Googled him when I wanted to ask Jeremy Springer a question on a Friday about the rookie specialists. So up until that point, all I knew is they had a rookie long snapper. I was not technically aware of his official birth name.
Yeah, your three quarterbacks outside of the top 10 following Drake May and Matthew Stafford. Third vote getter is Josh Allen, then Dak Prescott. Both of that make sense because they're outside of the MVP circle, but still having great seasons. And then Mahomes, number five, coming off of his worst game as a professional last night.
So I hope Drake May wins the voting because I think that's just another example of where he's at, where the Patriots are at, where this is going, his star power. You're back. And as I said, you use the example, if you want to try to buy a Drake May jersey right now for Christmas, good luck. I hope the person you're buying it for is a large person, because those are most of the only sizes that are available, the 2 and 3 XLs. But Drake May leading the Pro Bowl vote getting in his second year. I think it's pretty safe to say he will be a Pro Bowler, and there's other aspirations and awards beyond that. Speaking of Drake May, let's go to the guest line and talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots on a Patriots Monday, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com. By Windward Mental Health, start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how are we doing this week? How was the bye?
What's going on? Yeah, it's good to get some time off and watch some football and get ready back to it. So we got a big one at home.
Before we get into some of the other stuff, we actually just gave away a Drake May autographed football here in our QB Under the Tree contest, and we were looking at your autograph, and I wanted to ask you, are you one of those guys, like, growing up, when you were younger, did you practice your autograph, hoping someday you were going to be somebody worthy of giving an autograph? How did your autograph come about?
Mine's pretty simple. I got a short name thanks to my parents, so just kind of try to make it, I probably need to make it a little more eligible to read, but I think just try to throw my number on there, make sure they know it's me. But I think it's something that I think when you see a cool signature, it's pretty cool. So I've many changed mine sometime down the road, make it memorable.
So Drake, we were also just discussing here in the show moments before you called in that you are currently the leading vote getter for the 2025 NFL Pro Bowl. How does that feel, and how nice is that to know that your fans here and fans abroad in the NFL are voting for you?
Yeah, like I said, I think just shout out to our fans. They've been great all year long. We travel well. We're all across the nation, the globe, and it's probably credit to them and credit to the guys around me. We've made some plays this year. We've got hopefully a few left in us, and we got to go make some on Sunday and continue to go at it. And like I said, give them something to cheer for.
Drake, I believe I saw on Twitter that you had an event at Gillette Stadium over the weekend, but did you watch some football, whether it was Saturday? Did you watch some college football? Did you catch any of the Bills, Bengals yesterday? Did you watch some football?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of college football on Saturday. Sunday, got to watch a lot of NFL games, had the quad box going, so got able to see some football, and it was weird not playing on throughout the week. It felt weird, but good to get back at it, and a big one at home, like I said.
Drake, have you had a chance to go back and rewatch the Buffalo game from Week 5? And if so, is there anything you took away from your effort, the team's effort, and things you would like to improve upon before this highly contested, much anticipated rematch?
Yeah, I think first off, their defense, they're very sound. They got good players over there. They got great players, and I think it's a challenge every week, playing a division opponent that we know well, and know that they may keep some stuff the same, some different, and just try to learn as much as I can from the first game, and try to see what kind of carries on once you get into the game, what kind of they're trying to keep the same or what they're trying to do different, and really just the biggest thing is try to duplicate the win we got and try to make it another one.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. I know you guys were out on the practice field earlier today. How important is it to rev back up or get the momentum or energy going? What was it like being back out there after a week off?
Yeah, I try to throw a little bit, on the days that we weren't practicing, just to not go, a lot of days without, getting my arm going or throwing the football. So it's always good for the guys to get their legs back underneath them and, run some routes and make some plays. So it was good to, get the guys back and, get a lift and kind of get your body back going. Really has an extra day to get ready for Sunday.
Does playing somebody like Josh Allen, he's the reigning MVP. Obviously, he and Buffalo have won the AFC East for the last 5 years, and he's generally regarded as one of the best players in the NFL. Does playing somebody like Josh, does that help you elevate your game and really get your juices flowing before a game?
I mean, anytime. I really try to get my juices flowing for every game. But it's a little different when you're playing, the MVP. One of the best players in the league. He plays at such a high level. But he's fun to watch when he's playing. And I know it's, big fan of him off the field and got to know him a little bit. And he's been great to me. And I think, one of the biggest things is, he leads the team and they've won it a long time and they've won this division, five or so years straight. So we've got a chance to, kind of do that. And we're calling it championship week on, this week. So we got to play at a high level and know that, on the other side of the ball, he gives him a chance, a great chance every Sunday.
I know you have to play against him, so I don't want you to pump his tires too much necessarily, but as a young quarterback, you told us once upon a time you studied Aaron Rodgers' grip, for example. Are there things you study from guys like Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes to try to learn from and maybe install as part of your game?
Yeah, I think there's stuff you see on tape. We've gotten fortunate enough with him in the division, you see a lot of the same, really all the same teams that, that we play, the Bills play, so you get to see him on tape, you get to see, different things he's doing in protection, different things he's doing, pump faking guys, extending plays, throwing down the field. Like I said, I think it's an awesome experience for me to, watch games that defense that he's played and see how they, how they handled him. And, I think he's at a different level than I am with how defense are really honed in on stopping him. So maybe a laid back variation of what they do for me and just try to handle it from there.
Vidarian Lowe, who's been filling in at left tackle, had nothing but glowing things to say in a recent interview about Garrett Bradbury, your center. We haven't heard much about Garrett this season. How has that relationship gone? Because, considering it's such an important relationship, the center to quarterback exchange and everything that takes place between you guys.
Yeah, Garrett's been being one of the biggest parts of our offense. He's a head honcho up front. Gets those guys in the right spot. He helps me on getting the right assignments going. He's great for the room, the O-line room in general, the offensive room of keeping the vibes up. And he's been a great addition. He's from Charlotte, so we grew up probably 30 minutes from each other. A little bit older than I am. He went to NC State, obviously my rival, but just a guy who gets it. He's played a long time, played at a high level, won some, had some good teams in Minnesota, and just glad he's meant the world to me and my progression between our relationship and just helping me not only with, on the field, off the field, and just, growing up and learning the life of the league. And he's been a huge addition, and he's been awesome to have in the locker room. And I'm glad, he's playing with us. And, look forward to, going out there every day on every game day on Sunday, knowing I'm under center with him, and he's battled and done a great job in protection and go on. He's been a huge light for us. Like I said, can't say enough about him.
Drake, in the old days when your coach was still playing here, Bill Belichick used to call these games hat and T-shirt games, because if you win the game, they give you a division champ hat and T-shirt afterwards. Has that been talked about at all this week? Did Coach Vrabel bring that up? Is that motivation that you can sort of check off one of those first goals that every team has when it starts a season?
Yeah, I think it was one of our goals, this year to win our division. And it's pretty cool. You see, that come to life. And one of the biggest things that Coach Vrabel's big on is, going out and earning it and knowing what a a chance we got to do. But, you know, at the same time, all that hat, T-shirt stuff, I think, you know, the best thing that I heard from Coach McDaniels is, you know, you really keep the one. You have to, that's the big one at the end. You don't really, you know, care as much about, you know, the ones you get for the ones along the way. The one at the last game is the big one that you really hold on to. So that's what we're trying to work to. And I know a lot of people, you know, out there are trying to work to the same goal. So it's a tough challenge.
I'm sure a lot of Patriots fans would love to see you guys take the crown back after it's been in Buffalo for 5 years, considering how many times the AFC East was won previously. And, you know, that word champion, Mike Vrabel, your coach, hasn't shied away from using the champion word at all. I'm just curious if you're comfortable throwing around words like that, or if you're superstitious and don't like, you know, talking about things like that before you actually accomplish them.
Like I said, I think, it makes sense because we got it, you know, right in front of us in this week, the possibility to be AFC champion. So I don't think it's, you know, superstition or, you know, it's a real and it's a real fact of what happens in the outcome of this game. I don't think it's something you have to shy away from. It's something that, you know, makes you motivated to come out here and playing at home against a team that's, been ahead of, you know, been in the lead in the AFC East to want to do it and want to do it on our home turf. And, I think it's like I said, it's motivation. I wouldn't say it's something you shy away from.
Drake, I know you have a good relationship with Hunter Henry, obviously on the field, but also off the field. He was named the team's winner of the Walter Payton Award this year. He'll be nominated for the league-wide award. Safe to say that you think he's well-deserving of that honor and not surprised that he got it?
Yeah. I mean, he's just a great example. You know, each and every day in that locker room for – you know, me and young players and, you know, even older players, how he carries himself, how he works in the community, how he's raising his kids, how he's strong in his faith. He's become one of my best friends, and I'm just glad to be, you know, able to, you know, play alongside him and, you know, watch him each and every day. And it's cool when you spend a lot of time with guys in the NFL. You spend more time around each other than you do with your families. And really, you know, it's enjoyable going every day and, you know, throwing to Hunter in practice and, you know, beating him in ping pong and little things like that. So he's been awesome.
I feel like we'd be remiss if one of us didn't ask you a quick question about this as well. Moment of levity. You know, during the bye week, you rest up a little bit, try to get some throws in, watch a little tape, et cetera. Meanwhile, your wife has taken over the internet and Michael May now with the Bakesmiths sampling some of the good stuff, and it's delicious and everything. But have you ever checked out the comments to see the way that Patriots fans have now gotten behind her and all the love that they throw you in the comment section?
Because
it's hilarious.
Yeah, a lot of my friends and family members, you know, laugh at them and always tell me to go look. I think, you know, I don't really watch her videos much. They come up you know, sometimes when I see her making them, and I think they're funny. But no, it's been awesome in her little journey, and you know, doing Bakemas right now. So I get the good part of trying all her stuff she bakes, and try to bring some leftovers into the building. And I think people up north kind of struggle with the double name of getting her name, her name's a double name, Ann Michael. So hopefully people figure that out. But no, she's a superstar, and she's been a big addition for me, you know, living with, you know, being up here and living with me.
I can tell you she's huge with, like, college girls. My son's girlfriend, all her friends love your wife and her recipes. So I wanted to ask you, which recipe is the best? I'm sure you've sampled them all. Which is the best? Which is your favorite?
Ooh, she made some oatmeal cream pies that I loved the other day. I don't know. She's really up to make whatever. I love her regular cookies, chocolate chip cookies. She does it all. She cooks good dinners, so you know, really whatever she's up for, she'll try whatever.
Wow! And I saw that you made a after the win against the Giants. She said it was like 12:30 at night, and you did a little drive by cameo and popped your head in afterwards.
Yeah. Well, She's dedicated to Bakemas.
All right, Drake, it's your favorite time. It's time for May or May Not.
May or May Not.
It's time for a weekly peek.
May or may not.
Inside the likes, loves, mind, and style of New England's quarterback.
May or may not.
May not!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Okay, Drake, you said you watched a little football over the weekend, college football. We had the college football playoff announced. There's some chaos. There's some controversy. So the expanded college football playoff may or may not.
I think may. I think I'm a fan. I think it makes it a little bit like playoff like with the amount of teams and getting a bye and lots more teams in it. I think it was a great addition when they did the 4-team and then expanded it to 12. I think 12 is the right number. I think these teams will figure out kind of the best way to get there. And I know they got some group of five teams, so I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. I think it's been a cool addition to college football and it's fun to watch.
One of the big things that Mike Vrabel likes to say is no naps, no falling asleep at the wheel, no taking any moments off. So I have to ask you, Drake May, just taking a nap in general, are you a fan, may or may not?
I'd probably say I'm in the middle. I think on a plane ride we have, I try to fall asleep, and maybe at a night game I'll try to get in a nap, but not on my normal typical days, but I think it's always nice to try to keep the naps short and sweet, and I try to be lousy for the day.
Christmas season is upon us, so Christmas Vacation is the best holiday movie or special, may or may not.
Christmas Vacation? The best? I think that's a stretch. I'll probably say may not. I think there's some good Christmas movies out there. I think Elf, I'm probably more fan of.
Yes.
Of Elf and Will Ferrell, so.
Drake, I've allowed my children to run the house. They've gotten their way. Now we have a dog and two cats. I'm running a zoo here at my house, so I'm curious, having pets at the house, may or may not?
Pets? I think it's a may not for right now. I think down the road I maybe would enjoy a dog, but I told my wife a dog right now, if I'm the one watching it, she needs to get a dog sitter because I won't be doing much with the dog.
That is the right answer. As someone who has a puppy of 4 months and 2 months right now, it is chaos. You do not have time for a dog right now. And finally, for me, football in the snow. We saw it yesterday in Buffalo between Burrow and Josh Allen. Football in the snow, may or may not?
I think may. I think it looks awesome. I think it used to be one of my favorite things growing up when we got snow in North Carolina to go out there and throw the football and play snow football. So I think looking forward to it. I heard it's not as bad conditions as really heavy rain. So I think it'd be sweet to have a snow game and play in the snow here in Boston.
It's epic. And the snow angels to follow. Last one for me. The show Fear Factor is returning to television. Squeamish things like, challenges with snakes and bugs and everything like that may or may not.
Probably may not. I mean, my older brother had a pet snake growing up, but really not too of much of my liking, but we had a pet snake growing up. I thought it was pretty cool. So,
all right, it's time now for the quarterback question of the week, which is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Comes from Bill in Barnstable, and he's seen you at some Celtics games, some Bruins. He knows you're a fan of Boston sports. Well, Major League Baseball hot stove is heating up. It's free agency time, and Bill wants to know, if you were going to sell Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber, or some high-priced free agent on the city of Boston, what would you say to them?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think just the way this city and the New England area kind of embraces sports players and professional sports players is one of the coolest things I've been a part of. Watching them embrace me and embrace my teammates and some of the other athletes and how beloved some of the famous guys, Big Poppy and some of the greats, Tatum right now and. Pasta with the Bruins has been really cool for me, and it's one of the I think it's the greatest sports city in the country. And I think Schwarber knows a little bit about it playing here, and Pete was in New York, and there's a lot of other teams in New York, so can't speak exactly for what it's like there, but I know in New England and in this area, it's it's 24/7 caring about their teams, and it's us the Bruins and the Pats and the Celtics and the Red Sox, it's us four, and they care a great deed about us. And I think it's the city of champions. I mean, that's what they say, and I think that's what we try to prove and give them something to cheer about, and these fans take it well.
All right, Drake, appreciate the time. I'm glad you enjoyed your bye, and good luck against the Bills on Sunday in that battle with Josh Allen and company. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Go Pats.
What happened? Pats. I'll just sneak it in there for him. Go Pats. Because I heard Josh Allen, when he finished his post-game interview against the Bengals yesterday, say, go Bills. Josh Allen on the field was like, go Bills.
No.
Drake, go back. Do you need to call back, Drake? If you need before to call that back, becomes, we can put you on.
Before that becomes a podcast, Dan or Stan, just edit that in.
Thank you, guys. Go Pats.
Okay, there it is. All is right in the world. They came out of the bye, and he said, go Pats. All right, up next, we're running a little behind here. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's past 5 o'clock. It's time for The Drive. We'll hear a little more Marcus Jones. We might talk a little bit about a couple things Drake May said there. I thought it was real interesting. Not only his City of Champions answer. Come on, Pete Alonso. He said there's lots of teams in New York. Come be special with the Red Sox. But also the use of the word champion around Gillette these days. That's up next here on WEEI.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.